Bruce tells me that, that this is not going to be too late, that you'll be able to make it tomorrow, we're looking for you around 5:15.
Wow.
We'll just handle that in a very quiet manner.
No, I also went over to Rome, John said, here. So I've gone, so I could, I've gone to the desk, and, let's see. And what else do you have tomorrow?
On the rest of the odds and ends, John. This first one isn't really an odd, it's a second on the radio speech, you have to announce it.
Well, I haven't seen that.
This is a radio speech right here. This is a draft that has been approved by...
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't do it tomorrow, I've got to really work on it, so that's not, so what else you got?
All right.
I'll work on it, maybe do it the next day.
Would you like me to leave the speech here?
But I can't work on it now, because I gotta leave it, but I can't, I have no time this afternoon, I've got to prepare for this Thursday.
On Thursday, now Bob noted an 8:00 cabinet breakfast, I can recall about a month and a half ago, you indicated 8:30, was this just a forced habit, or did you want that at 8:00? That cabinet breakfast.
8:30 is fine.
8:30. All right, so it was recommended that you meet with Secretary Brennan Dent and Jim Oates, the chairman of the Jobs for Veterans Program.
Who's recommended?
It's been recommended by Kavanaugh, Timmons, and Colson, and more. And this would be followed by a briefing by Brennan Dent and Oates afterwards, describing what they've reported to the president on. And they feel all full attention to the progress that this Jobs for Vietnam Veterans Program has achieved. And it would further urge industry to cooperate. It will only be a 15-minute meeting. Group of student delegates to the 1973 U.S. Senate Youth Program, and in 1969 you created this group in the state dining room. It's about 100 outstanding high school students who have competed.
No, how long is that?
Would you like Mrs. Nixon to greet them on a tour, then that might be?
No, just give them a tour, she doesn't have to greet them.
Doug Ken is president of the National Association of Manufacturers. It's been recommended by Colson and Bob Haldeman that you meet him briefly, just for 5 minutes. This would be a photograph of new president of NAM. We'll be needing their cooperation in the future, and this would contribute to it. This is really a 5-minute stand-up.
It won't work that way, Steve. It won't work that way. You'll have to provide 15 minutes for it.
Prior to the inauguration, Charles Ryan requested to talk with you, and we put this off until after the inauguration. The substance really is
over a peace.
Mm-hmm. Well, just wants to discuss matters related to international law.
I know. Is he pressing?
He's been held in abeyance. We can hold it even further until after the California trip, sir. I think, if I can recall, Charles Ryan has a tendency to talk on for a bit. I'm not sure how tight it would be.
So, well, I wouldn't mind seeing him for a while. I don't want to see him in the damn thing of the team. And nobody needs to be with him.
Rather final thing is a recommendation to meet with Wilbur Mills. Now...
That must have come in a few days ago.
They said this came in on the... Well, this came in on the 6th. Today is... Bob looked at it today. And...
Who's it referring to?
This is recommended by... by Bob and... Timmons.
Yeah, what's up?
Ehrlichman. Discuss upcoming legislation.
Well, I can't vote tomorrow because I don't have any... They have to give me a talking paper on...
This would be a Thursday meeting, so... In fact, all of these are Thursday meetings.
Could you just go?
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do on Wednesday then?
Well, on Wednesday, already we're starting to fill up. We'll have to switch over. We were thinking in terms of the economic speech, so we'll have to flip them.
Well, I leave at 3 o'clock. We'll leave actually at, basically at, we'll leave here at, 3 o'clock. About in South Lawn at 3 o'clock in California. So,
maybe we might want to try Mills tomorrow because what do you
I really can't do it because I haven't got it ready. I've got to have the talking papers, and it's a very complicated story.
Schultz's papers never really tell you very much. I didn't
know he doesn't know how to do it. But Ehrlichman's job, that's his job to prepare the talking paper on this. Heat or cold? You know what?
Maybe a Wednesday afternoon meeting might work if you have time to do it.
Could.
Maybe we could try to work this into Wednesday. Because really what we have is the that meeting with Schultz and Ehrlichman tomorrow on tax policy. And this would be consistent with it, with the extension of it. Perhaps around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, provided that Mills is available there.
It might work.
Then you have an automatic cutoff also that you have to depart at 5. Even though we'd set this for a 30-minute meeting.
No, it'll be an hour.
Moynihan hasn't been confirmed yet, sir. He might be confirmed today, possibly tomorrow. We're continuing to watch it. Pat has requested to come in and have a call to receive his instructions from you before departing for India. And I guess he's about ready to depart as soon as he sees you. Brennan at 10:30. Make ourselves open to this National Association of Manufacturers Management.
Let's make the cabinet meeting at 8. I think we better do that.
All right, give you a little time there then. This National Association of Manufacturers,
right.
President at 12 noon for 5 minutes, Charles Ryan at 12:15, and 3 p.m. to depart for Key Biscayne. Then we can put Pat Moynihan in on, really we have time tomorrow morning earlier since you're not doing this speech.
Well, I've got to work on the speech.
Why don't we leave tomorrow morning open for you so you can work on the speech? And then the first thing you have would be 12 noon, that would be later on in the day for the next round.
Well, that's 5 minutes.
Yes, sir. Just right in here.
Right here. Nobody. Just get the damn thing over with.
We'll have let the press come in and photograph the swearing in, and then they can leave as soon as this is out of the way. Pat, if,
Well, I really should wait with you.
I can see him on Thursday, just prior to departure, sir. 2:30. Noon was considered a good time to do it, you know, on a day, 12 noon, because it would play most of the day on the radio and then hit the PM newspapers. Tentatively for a noon delivery of this on Thursday.
What did you have on Thursday? You had a cabinet thing.
We had a cabinet thing at 8, and then Brennan and his jobs for veterans at 10:30.
Yeah.
Now the Kenna thing, we can move. Gives you a very busy day. Very busy morning. Well, we just slip Kenna and Ryan ahead of that then. Or be, you know, after the radio speech. See Kenna for 5 minutes and then Ryan. That would take you up to about 1 o'clock. And then 2:30 you've had one hand. Just explain to him the present, delivering a radio speech, and went Schultz and others.